Hey, it's Allison, and I am so excited to share with all of you a new podcast from The Washington Post. The series is called Broken Doors, and it investigates no-knock warrants, a dangerous policing tactic that's led to some deadly consequences. And honestly, every episode of this show had me gasping, dropping my jaw, just physically reacting to the unbelievable revelations that my colleagues here at The Post have managed to uncover through their investigative work. Broken Doors is hosted by Post reporters Jen Abelson and Nicole Dunka. They've been working to uncover the details of this story for more than a year, and their discoveries reveal all these twists and turns of how no-knock warrants have been used and abused around the country. It's really a fascinating listen, and the first few episodes are out now wherever you listen to podcasts. For now, though, here's a preview.
My reporting partner and I have had this routine over the last year. We'd be digging through warrants, affidavits, lawsuits.
To see how many times they're targeting multiple houses in no-knock raids, because it's incredibly dangerous in a lot of the ones.
And when we'd see something unusual, we'd start talking to people.
So you didn't get to see the search warrant?
No, I never seen it. Still haven't.
I have a copy. Do you want me to read it or do you?
I agree.
This is how we started one of the most exhaustive investigations into the use of no-knock warrants in the American justice system.
It was such a simple issue. Break down the door and preserve the evidence. I'm embarrassed to think that I was an advocate of that.
You believed that they needed to preserve the evidence.
Yes.
That this was a huge problem for officers across the country.
Yes. It was knee-jerk.
I can't believe that people are still doing this thing and no one's been held accountable for what happens around.
This whole project started because of Breonna Taylor's death. We wanted to understand more about what it took to get a no-knock warrant and what actually happens during and after these raids.
Pretty soon, we started seeing a pattern of questionable warrants all over the country.
I just still have flashbacks of all the police running through the door, putting guns to her head.
I was like, get in the closet, get in the closet. She's screaming because the baby, we know the baby is upstairs.
And sometimes we'd pull on a thread that would just keep going.
I know this might sound like a very difficult and impossible question, but how many of these no-knock search warrants would you say you've executed?
I can't put a number on that.
Could you say hundreds?
Yeah, I think that'd be a fair statement.
And they've all been no-knock searches?
Correct.
Ma'am, we clean this county. Are you listening to me?
I'm Jen Abelson.
And I'm Nicole Dunka.
This is a series about one of the most aggressive and intrusive policing tactics and what happens when accountability is flawed at every level.
In Mississippi, who you gonna hell you gonna report anything to? The police are all powerful. They do everything. You know, they're next to Jesus.
Broken Doors launches April 6th. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And learn more right now at washingtonpost.com/brokendoors.
I think we better end this. I'm not comfortable with this.